Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you? Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
I already have an appointment, but I need to ask you a question about it because I didn't make the appointment.
I don't know that I'll be able to answer your question, but I can try.
You'll be able to answer. Someone else made the appointment for me. Am I speaking to a live person or is this a robot?
I'm a live person.
Okay, thank you. Someone else made an appointment for me, and it's going to be March the 13th in Bibb County at the health center. But when I was talking, I got my confirmation and everything. But when I was talking to the person, she said, she was telling me the information that she put in, and she put in my age as 65. And I am not 65. I'm 63 with a lot of health issues. Will they still see me? So I need to know so I can cancel that appointment if they're not. That's a long way for me to go. You know, and get there, and they tell me that you're not 65. I'm 63 years old, but I have diabetes, high blood pressure. I'm a heavy smoker, and I'm a caregiver for my mother, which is a diabetic that takes dialysis. I just dropped her off to there, and heart problems, and, you know, just a lot of different issues.
Well, to get a accurate answer to that question, you would have to contact the facility where your appointment is scheduled with. But I would say just, you know, because the appointment is already scheduled, that yeah, or that yes, ma'am, they would still see you, whether you're 63 or 65. You know, if you mentioned to them, you know, all of your health problems. And then also that you're
right.
A caregiver, and also that you're a caretaker for someone else.
Right.
I'm 99% certain that they're going to go ahead and provide you with the vaccine, you know, because they got to make sure that, you know, because you're high risk, you know, they want to make sure that they get you vaccinated. And then also if you're high risk and you're a caregiver for someone else, they want to make sure that, you know, you don't end up catching the coronavirus and then passing it on to someone else that you're, you know, a caregiver for. Because if you're a caregiver for someone, then most likely that person is also high risk because they're requiring, you know, someone to be, to have, you know, are they're having to have a caregiver. So that would indicate that they're, you know, most likely at high risk as well.
Right, and they're going to give her shot at the facility where she goes to take her dialysis treatment. They've already filled out the paperwork. She's just waiting, but she's 85 years old, and I don't know what's taking them so long to do her because she is at a high risk. She's had heart surgery. She's had two strokes this summer. Plus, she's a chronic diabetic and a dialysis patient. And so, is there a number where I can call to see if they will take me, or just in case?
And what was the facility where you're supposed to go to get vaccinated?
Bibb County Health Center.
Is it the Bibb County Health Department?
Yes, that's it, Bibb County Health Department.
Okay, I can provide you with the phone number to the Bibb County Health Department.
Okay, that'll be just fine.
Okay, just Let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready now.
205.
Uh huh.
926.
Okay. Uh huh.
9702. Again, that was 205. 926. 9702.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you. Do you suggest I call them or just show up?
I would just show up.
Okay. All right, then. I thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And you have a good day.
You too. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, and you too, and thank you very, very much. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, and I thank you, and you have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.